KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today with isolated showers and thunderstorms once again later this afternoon, a high of 76. A flood warning is in effect for just a few more minutes for Mills, Page, Montgomery, Fremont, and Pottawatomie counties, and a flood warning is in effect for the Nottoway River at Clarinda this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, waves of storms moving through western Iowa Tuesday evening into early this morning brought destructive winds, hail, and heavy rain. The National Weather Service out of Valley, Nebraska will send a survey team to Oakland this morning to assess damage following a possible tornado that may have been responsible for knocking roofs off of grain elevators. The first wave of storms rolled into western Iowa from Nebraska Tuesday afternoon and evening, knocking out power for several hours to more than 5,100 customers of OPPD in Omaha. MidAmerican Energy reports 2,677 customers were still without power this morning in the Council Bluffs area. Damage reports included downed trees in Council Bluffs, where there were numerous incidents of street flooding and water over the hoods of vehicles. In Corning, numerous homes and buildings were damaged by falling tree limbs, which also took out power lines, not only in Corning, but elsewhere in Adams County. Large hail shattered some windshields in Corning and damaged a fire department vehicle. Montgomery County officials say high winds caused extensive damage in the Red Oak area, where several trees fell on vehicles and there were scattered power outages, but no immediate reports of structural damage. Roads across southwest Iowa were temporarily flooded and or blocked by flood debris last night. Here in Cass County, there was debris reported between 550th and Victoria Roads after floodwaters crossed in that area. Thunderstorm winds estimated at 86 miles per hour whipped through an area northeast of Messina Tuesday evening, while ping-pong ball to egg-sized hail pounded the same area. There are also reports of 2 to 3 foot diameter tree limbs crashing to the ground in Messina as the first wave of storms blew through. Street flooding was reported in Griswold for a time Tuesday evening, with water hubcap deep at times. For a complete listing of the storm reports and damage, you can go to the weather page at KJAN.com and scroll through the warnings and other information to find our storm report. Here in Atlantic, by the way, we picked up 2.47 inches of rainfall. Lewis had 5.9 inches, and rural Henderson 4.7. In Avoca, they had anywhere from 2.8 to 4.1 inches of rainfall, depending on where you happen to be. Red Oak had 3 3/4 inches of rain. Hamburg, 3.4 inches. Clarinda, 3.16. Wyoto reports 2.8, and Shenandoah had 2.79. News time is 7:09.
Don't put it away.
Bring it to us.
If you take your planner straight to the shed now, will it be ready to go when next spring rolls around?
Bring it to us.
This is Jenny from Lindeman Tractor. Before you put it away, let one of our service techs inspect your Kinsey planter. He'll go over it with you while any little issues you may have had this year are still fresh in your mind. He'll make a list of things that are urgent and those that might need some attention but should get you through another year. Then it's up to you. But when you
bring it to us,
we'll waive the inspection fee. You decide which items on the list you want worked on, and our trained and certified Kinsey techs will take care of the rest. Then, when it's time to go next year, you can rest assured your planner will be ready when you are.
If time is an issue now, just call and set up a date. We'll honor the inspection waiver until the end of the year. So
bring it to us.
What do you have to lose? Call us today. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
Governor Terry Branstad Tuesday evening issued a proclamation of disaster emergency for one county in response to Tuesday's storms. The governor's proclamation for Pottawatomie County allows state resources to be utilized in response to and recover from the effects of the storms, which, as I mentioned, included street flooding and damage in the Oakland area, to say the least. Elsewhere in the news, the winners of local and most state primary elections have been tallied, with the U.S. representative in District 3 left to be determined. Here's a summary of some of the local election results, and these figures will not become official until they're canvassed in their respective counties. In Cass County, Mary Ward beat out three other Republicans in garnering 811 out of the 1,747 votes, or over 46.5%, to win the recorder's job. Shelley Glynn was a distant second with 483 votes. Incumbent County Attorney Dan Feisner was defeated by Dave Wiederstein, who received a little more than 64% of the votes cast, or 1,112, to Feisner's 613. Supervisors Gaylord Schelling and Mark Wiedemeyer were unopposed in the primary, as was Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall. In Adair County, incumbent Republican Supervisor Cliff Sheriff lost the primary to his Republican challenger Brian Roerig in District 4. Roerig faces Democrat Jody Hoadley in the November 4th general election. In Adams County, Republican Leland Shipley will meet Democrat Tyler Edwards in November to determine who will have a seat of the District 4 supervisor's position. Shipley beat fellow Republican Kevin Olson to advance to the general election. In Guthrie County, incumbent Republican Clifford Carney received nearly 61% of the vote and moves on to face Democrat Kerry Sheeter in November to determine the winner of the supervisor seat in District 2, while incumbent Republican Thomas Rutledge was the winner in District 4. In Montgomery County, your Republican winners include Stephen Ratliff, supervisor of District 1, Joshua Wigg, supervisor District 2, and Mark Peterson, supervisor District 4. In Shelby County, Republican Geraldine Greer and Democrat Jessica Gessert will meet in November to determine who will become the county recorder. In Pottawatomie County, Republican Mark Brandenburg will face Democrat Flory Blount in November to determine the winner of the recorder's job there. And Republican incumbents Scott Belt and Lauren Knaus, along with Justin Schultz, were the winners of a seven-man Republican race in Pott County for three seats on the Board of Supervisors. News time is 7:12.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your New Holland equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season from all of us at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning, Arthur Wheelock, age 75 of Anita, died Sunday. Services for Art Wheelock will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Doris Lindeman, age 85 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Doris Lindeman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Edmund Mihalik, age 87, of Harlan, died Sunday. Memorial services for Edmund Mihalik will be today at 1 o'clock at the Shelby Methodist Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Evelyn Northrup, age 95, of Audubon, died Sunday. Services for Evelyn Northrup will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hamlin Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jesse Leeper, age 97, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jesse Leeper will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Kerr Christensen, age 88, of Kimbleton, died Sunday. Funeral services for Kerr Christensen will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Nancy Young, age 77, of Oakland, died May the 7th. Memorial services for Nancy Young will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Norma Shields, age 91, of Messina, died Sunday. Funeral services for Norma Shields will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Julie Hansen, age 59, who is formerly of the Elkhorn area, died May 29th. A celebration of life service for Julie Hansen will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery in Elkhorn. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mary Brooks, age 83, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mary Brooks will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Max Hummel, age 96, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Max Hummel will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Aldo Meyer, age 96, of Weslaco, Texas and formerly of Lincoln, Nebraska and Atlantic, died May the 17th. Graveside services with full military honors for Aldo Meyer will be June 20th at 9 a.m., followed by a Celebration of Life memorial service at 10 a.m., and both are at the Lincoln Memorial Funeral Home in Lincoln, Nebraska. Also, Howard Hoover, age 66, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Private family services will be held for Howard Hoover at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.